players and staff of the men's national football team of Cameroon will begin training in Yaoundé anytime soon, ahead of their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Namibia on the 7th of September and Zimbabwe on September 10, 2024 in Kampala, Uganda. Last week, a list of 24 players selected by the head coach of the flagship team of Cameroon, Mark Brice, for those two matches was made public on Fecafoot's digital platform. Here is an analysis of Coach Mark Brice's list by the former gaffer of the under-15 men's team of Cameroon, Martin Kabio.
The same players that participated in the two games we played a few months ago. And I think this is logical. I think the coach had his first experience with the national team against Cape Verde and against Angola. And I think he was meeting the players for the most part. What transpired during that camping session, all of us know. I think it helped Mark Brice to realize at that moment that the players were with him. I think he appreciated the loyalty of the players, the fact that the players showed him so much support. Logically, going into these games coming up, he obviously went in for the same group of players because he spent some time with them, he knows them now. The coach will be attacking his third game with the national team. Too early for us to think he can just be bringing in players. Every camping session, he brings in new players. It's evident that those he had in his last camping session, if they are still fit, they are not injured and they are competitive, obviously he's going to call them up again. In the midfield, it's the same. Zambo was there, Balepa was there, Nchama was there, Ongla was there, Neyu was there. And so he's going back with the same teams. Same for the attackers. Basogog was there, Mbemo was there. Eno Boris is making his entrance, and I think it's a curiosity. There is a young player who is having an interesting beginning of the season in the U.S., and I think the coach has had time. He knows this player. He's not just calling him up by chance. Magri is replacing Ngamalu. I think it's clear that Mark Brice wants continuity.
Cameroon's under-20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign in that category in Colombia with a 2-2 draw against Mexico. Garcia Ramirez put the Mexicans ahead in the 3rd minute, and Saldivar Monserrat doubled the lead in the 40th minute of the game. Cameroon striker Naomi Eto'o scored twice in the second half to force the encounter to a draw. The fitness coach of the under-20 Lionesses, Collins Chongbong, says the team is progressing.
Our team is in good shape. We have been working hard since we arrived in Bogota, and the girls have been doing all their best to see that they are receptive to what we have been putting in place. It has been very, very progressive and encouraging as well. At the level of the game, I think we are putting in our best. We had two friendly games. We started by a draw, and then the second game where we had the winning against the first division side, we won them 4-2. So we have had an improvement as far as the game is concerned. Besides that, we are still working hard to correct the little lapses that we observed during these friendly games.
The 2024 Under-18 Afrobasket tournaments in men and women begin today in South Africa. In the women's category, Cameroon will take on Tunisia at 1 p.m. today, while their male counterpart will clash with Cote d'Ivoire at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Ngonje Morel and Thabo Etienne are the winners of the finals of the Cup of Cameroon in women and men's categories. Ngonje Morel defeated Fozo Chanel by 2-1, that is 5-7, 7-6 and 7-5, while Thabo Etienne beat Okala Valentin by 3-1, 6-3, 4-6, 6-4 and 6-2. After the finals that took place at the tennis court of the Yaoundé City Council this Saturday, the winner in the men's category, Thabo Etienne, acknowledged it was a tough game.
I'm very happy. I knew when I was coming here that this tournament was going to be very tough because everybody wants to win me. But I concentrate in all my matches and I gave everything. It was a tough game. I do not imagine it was going to be very difficult like that because the guy I play with, my opponent, is a player that I know very well. We have played several times together. And what made me to have the motivation and concentration to win this match is that I have played a lot of tournaments recently and I also had my ATP points. So I knew I have a title to defend, so that's why I gave everything.
Now, after the second set that you lost to Okara, what did you tell yourself before coming back to this
game?
I knew the match was difficult. I didn't know how to submit to the pressure. So I just decided, let me just stay quiet and concentrate in the match. That's what really helped me even to win the second, the third set and to win the final set also.
And to Ngonje Morel, who won her maiden trophy of the Cup of Cameroon in lawn tennis, it was a dream that came to pass.
I'm so happy. I have a mass emotion for this match because it was important for me. Like today and my progression in tennis and my fight in competition.
How was the match?
The match was so difficult because we played three sets. I lose the first set, 5-7, and then after I win 7-6 and 7-5.
Tell us, what gave you force during the second and third sets?
I think the mindset, all my physical body, and focus in the match.
Athletes and coaches of the Cameroon Sambo team have ended the first external camp ahead of the first edition of the International Sambo Open for the Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, slated for Yaoundé from the 27th to the 29th of September 2024. The athletes called to come by head coach William Adsang began fine-tuning tactics in Sambo sports and combat Sambo. One of the athletes, Njima Raoul, in the 98 kilograms category, Sambo sports, says the exercise was enriching.
I feel somehow exhausted because we did some jogging for 4 to 5 seconds and we had to climb the hills and then we did some muscular reinforcement. This is to revive the muscles and then reflexes. I feel so good. The D-Day is a little bit closer. I feel so confident and happy and up on my feet, ready to face another big challenge.
And the big challenge is coming in less than a month, Jima Raoul. How can you describe the ambience in the group a few weeks to that maiden edition of the International Sambo Open?
All my teammates are confident, they are motivated, there is a fighting spirit which is awake. Now that we are supposed to receive this competition at home, we have all the fans around, we are putting up our best to give out the best and make the Cameroonian public very proud of us.
Sambo athletes in the men's 98 kilograms category, Sambo Sport, Njima Raoul speaking there. The Paralympic team of Cameroon is still chasing their first medal at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, following the elimination of three athletes of Team Cameroon. Munge Tama Giselle and Yves Noir Batifi Lumo are the remaining athletes who are still in the games. They will be competing in para powerlifting and para high jump. Harrison Ashu has their profiles.
Cameroon's hope for a medal at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, lies on the shoulders of Munge Tama Giselle and Yves Noir Batifi Lumu. Munge Tama Giselle, who will be competing in para powerlifting on the 7th of September, is expected to bring in her experience to help Cameroon secure her first ever medal at the Paralympic Games. Tama Giselle, who competed in the 2023-2021 World Championship and in the 2022 Commonwealth Games, competes in the women's up to 73 kilograms category. Yves Noir Batifi Lumu is the only male athlete of Team Cameroon. He is also an experienced athlete with two world championships to his name. His best performance was in the 2023 World Para High Jump Championship in Paris, where he jumped a distance of 1.73 meters. Yves Noir Batifi will be competing in the T63 series in men's high jump. The flag bearer of the team, Dazzy Marie Antoinette, so far has the best performance, even though she was beaten in the bronze medal battle this Saturday. She's the first Cameroonian athlete to qualify in the semifinals in the less than 65 kilogram category in Taekwondo in the Paralympic Games.
And that report from Harrison Ashu puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyabedwa. Thanking you for listening.